The Aaron Rodgers era is over. It's officially over with the New York Jets. This team is worse this year than with Zach Wilson last year playing the quarterback position. On defense, they can't stop you when they need stops. They're basic on offense, poorly coached. In the run game, they don't even know the guys they have to block. And Aaron Rodgers is just a shell of himself. They're just a roster. They're not a team. They're a bunch of hired mercenaries out there that have popular names on the back of their jersey, but they don't play as a team.
That is ESPN's Damian Woody going in on the Jets. I'm 100% here for that. Love it. I saw a note from Bill Barnwell earlier today that since firing Robert Saleh, the Jets defense has the worst expected points per play against in the league. Like, the defense was their thing. The defense coordinator got elevated to head coach when Saleh got fired. They've lost every game since, and their defense, which was, I still think, supposed to carry them. The theory was, like, that the D's so good, all Rodgers needs to do is be, like, in the middle of the pack amongst quarterbacks, and everything will fall into place. 2-6. Delicious is what that is. That is delicious. Helping pave the way for the Bills. God, dang, cruising here in the AFC East. They are 6-2. The Jets are 2-6. The Dolphins, who come in here on Sunday, 2-5. They've already had their bye. So I would think we're going to hear a lot about who wants it more and that sort of stuff this week as we head for Sunday at 1 o'clock when the Dolphins, two is back. They lost at home yesterday afternoon to Arizona. The offense, though, showed some signs of life. Certainly, they were pissed. Lost without Tua. A lot of teams would be lost without their starting quarterbacks, but there's also plenty of coordinators who at least can, like, move the ball and get the ball to their star players. The Dolphins haven't been able to do really anything with any of those dudes without Tua. So we'll see what kind of form they're in by the time they get here. But that's Sunday. Today's just Monday. We're enjoying a football Monday here on WGR, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. 803-0550 is the number. Dan is first up this segment. Hi, Dan. Thanks for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you? Bills are doing fantastic. I'm so happy, very optimistic.
Good.
I do have a question for both of you, and I'm concerned about the kicking game and Tyler Bass. You know, as you both know, that once the playoffs start, we're not going to get into many of these barn burners, and it's going to probably be down to field goal kick. I'm just concerned what's going to happen once the playoffs roll around and his mentality, and, you know, what are some other options we can consider?
Oof. Thanks for the call, Dan. I'm going to see if Mike wants to comment. I'm just kidding. You don't need to. I'm here by myself today. Although Zach is here, but he hasn't talked a lot because I've been just running my mouth. And I'm just kidding with you. Options. I mean, I don't know. They signed a guy to the practice squad, so they've got an insurance policy. They tried out a number of kickers and settled on this dude that's on the practice squad now. So that's the first guy up. I mean, once you start down that path, it happens in the league. Every year it's happening this year in the league. Teams that just don't feel like they have it start looking for someone else. And, you know, next thing you know, you're on to, like, your third kicker of the year. So, I mean, you can get really in the weeds pretty fast. So, I mean, I hear you. None of that is to dissuade you from being concerned about Tyler Bass and his ability to make a big kick come playoff time. I mean, he missed a game-tying field goal very late in the playoff loss last year, and this summer was rocky. The season's been a little rough. He's made quite a few in a row now. So, you know, maybe he's through it. I don't know. I'm going to hope that he is. But really, like, at this point with him, It's far from feeling automatic. Like any kick, you're just going to be kind of, okay, I sure hope this goes well. And I don't know, maybe a lot of teams fans are like that with their guy, but I don't think we used to feel that, that way with Bass. And so I think he's got some work to do to sort of reprove himself to the fan base, I think. As I said, the organization was alarmed enough that they went out and brought a guy in to put on the practice squad. So they've got insurance here if they feel like they need it. He's made every kick since that happened. So I think really until we get to the moment where it's a big game-winning kick. I mean, he did kick the game-winning kick against the Jets. It wasn't a super long one, but he made it. Until we get to that point, I don't know. Like, once you're uncomfortable with your kicker, I think you remain uncomfortable with your kicker until he talks at a parade. I really, like, so, like, you can worry all you want about it. I wouldn't describe myself as unconcerned about it, but I mean, I'm also not going to lose sleep over the potential of a guy missing a kick in January. You know, we'll get there and we'll see, but it certainly bears watching. Their concern about it tells you all you need to know. I mean, we've been talking about it for the whole summer. It took them until a couple of weeks ago to act and get someone to back them up here in case they feel like they need it after a particularly rough outing or whatever, so they've already got a guy that's here and they're going to go scrambling around. So that tells you that they're at least on notice about it. No question about that. As they should be. So I don't know. Did I really give you an answer? I mean, my answer is, yeah, I'm concerned too. He's missed some kicks. I mean, anytime that happens, you're going to be worried about your kicker. So I feel you on that. Thanks for the call. Rob is up next. Hi, Rob. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Bulldog, how you doing today? Man, I'm applauding you. You know, first off, yesterday I was thinking about you when I saw the score with the New England Patriots and the Jets game. I said, boy, I wish I was sitting next to Bulldog right now. You know, I'm in the same boat with you as far as how I feel about the Jets and that whole organization. And I'm also applauding you for the beginning of this show, the first segment, when you were talking about how you feel about the Bills and how you felt at the beginning of the season, how you feel now. I completely identified with how you felt because I was saying to myself in the beginning of the season, this is going to be one hell of a roller coaster ride. But now it feels like, for me, it's like leave no doubts because there's only one team that I feel that's standing in our way as far as, you know, the rest of the season, it's Detroit. That's the game that I don't think we're going to get past, but we're going to make it to the playoffs. We're going to be all right. I'm very comfortable with what we have as an organization. It's just, it's beautiful. And you put it in so many words in that first segment. It was awesome. You did a great job on the radio today. You killed it. So it's always a pleasure. You know I listen to this radio station every single day, morning to you guys. So thank you, and let's go Bills.
All right, Rob, thank you. Go Bills, right back at you. A lot of flattery there, and I appreciate it. I feel a little embarrassed, actually. I also wish I was sitting next to you when that Jet result happened, because that would have meant that I was out enjoying the game somewhere, and that would have been really super fun. Sitting alone in my house and then doing the postgame show isn't fun. But really, thank you. I appreciate all of that. Really nice of you to say. I do feel great. Detroit looks like, I mean, that's intimidating. that team. What did they score yesterday? Did they get to 50? Goff threw for 89 yards or something?
Yep.
It was all like returns and stuff. I mean, they got a lot of ways to do it. Their two running backs look fantastic. Their passing game is great. They look tough. They look really tough.
Yeah, 52-14, Goff, 12-15, 85 yards, 3 touchdowns.
That is amazing.
They are a wagon.
The big thing with them is, like, when If they ever do, when do they miss Aiden Hutchinson? Because that's obviously a massive, that is one of the best defensive players in the league. So him being down is tough. But other than that, I agree, man. They look tough. The AFC, I mean, give me another shot at Baltimore. That's where I'm at. Give me another shot at them. I know they trampled them when they played. I don't think there's anybody that's out of the Bills league. In the AFC anyway, and that includes Fancy 7-0 Kansas City and Josh Uche and whatever. Have at it. All right. Chiefs are here in a couple of weeks. They've got Tampa at home on Monday night next week. So we'll see if they can get finally get their first loss before they come to visit the Bills in a couple of weeks' time. We'll hit a timeout here. 803-0550 is the number. We are ramping toward Sabres pregame, which comes at the top of the hour when Paul Hamilton shows up and ruins everything. So do stay tuned for that. Mike is out sick today along with Zach Jones. I'm the Bulldog, and this is WGR.